Yeah, I think you're prepared for what they can do. And I think when you have an offense explosive as theirs, you can shut them out. And then next thing you know, two plays later, it could be a 60-yard touchdown and an 80-yard touchdown. So I think when you know your opponent has that capability, there's not really a point where you feel comfortable and you're like, all right, we got them. Because that just doesn't exist. They're always capable of a huge play. Their running backs can take it the distance. They're the type of offense where it's just like you got to be locked in doing your job every single play.
You hear that voice and you know it's a McCourty. That was Jason McCourty that time talking about the Chiefs offense. Paul Perillo of Patriots.com joins us now, and Paul is brought to you by Peerless Boilers. Peerless Boilers is introducing the new Pavilion tankless water heaters. Get all the hot water you need efficiently and save on your fuel bill year-round. To learn more about Pavilion tankless and find an installer, visit peerlessboilers.com or paviliontankless.com. Paul Perillo joining us from inside Gillette Stadium tonight. Hi, Paul.
What's up, boys?
Hey there, Paul.
Oh, great. Oh, Jim's there tonight. Oh, awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you not aware that Big Jim would be with us tonight?
I'm waiting for my first setup question. That's his new thing for me.
Set him up, Big Jim. Set him up.
Instead of mild-mannered Gasper, you get me, this viper. So how much are they going to lose by tonight there, Paul?
So, Paul, there's no Cam Newton tonight. And, you know, of course, Brian Hoyer can't play. So what's your prediction for the game? That's the new Jim Murray question. Procedures that he's been giving me on Wednesdays.
Now, how about this? Are they making the right move starting Brian Hoyer, or do you think it should be Jarrett Stidham, considering the upside and unknown?
Yeah, I would love to see Stidham start, and I think there's a great argument to be made that I think he could more replicate what the Patriots have been doing on offense with Cam Newton than Brian Hoyer can. The problem with that is my guess is he hasn't really had any reps. He's been the third string guy since the start of the season. He's been inactive, so Hoyer, my guess, is getting all of the second-team reps, which probably aren't all that many. But tonight, for this game, on such short notice, I think you have to have Hoyer be the starter because of that reason. But the larger point, I would say, I would much rather see Stidham in this game. Not only I think he would give them a better chance to win because of his ability to move around, but I do think that, like I said, it's a better replication of what the Patriots have been doing.
Let's go big picture on Jarrett Stidham for a moment, and that is, if you have a guy in his second year who's not even able to elevate himself to the position of backup on this team, why would anybody or why should anybody have hopes that he could someday be the starting quarterback of this team?
Yeah, that's a great question, Beetle. And
thank you.
You know, something happened, right? Something had to have happened between, I would say, you know, between June and say
wedding,
you know,
season.
Right around wedding season.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I mean, I know, I know that's, you know, that's the easy funny thing. And believe me, I'm all for the snark, right? You know, who likes snark more than me? But I just think that something about his play on the field had to have given them some pause. And, you know, when training camp opened, he was getting as many reps as the other two. I thought he looked pretty good early on, the first couple of days. Then all of a sudden, he wasn't as good. And then a few days after that, because, you know, it happened pretty quickly. It was like two days, and then all of a sudden, the next couple of days, he comes down with the hip problem that, you know, everybody was writing about. And I think Jim McBride said that he was in Mass General getting MRIs and whatnot. And from that point on, it was a non-factor. It was non-competitive. He was not really a part of the picture. It was all Hoyer and Newton. And then he would get, you know, sort of extra reps after that. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a physical thing. I don't know if they felt like he wasn't playing well enough, because he wasn't playing very well the previous couple of days before that hip thing. I don't know if it was related to that, or I don't know if maybe the Patriots coaches just decided he's not going to win the job. You know, let's sort of help him out a little bit, make it look like it's a little bit more of a physical issue, and then get him right, get him physically up to speed, and if we need him down the road, we'll need him. But, you know, in any regard, all the stuff that we heard all offseason has not been accurate, because if they were as high on him as we were led to believe, the plug wouldn't have been pulled that quickly.
Just to break in here, sorry, Jim, I don't mean to cut you off, but I do mean to cut you off, because the inactives are out. And Shaq Mason is on that list. He was listed as questionable going into the weekend. The four inactives for the Patriots: Dalton Keene, Jacoby Myers, Miles Bryant, and Shaq Mason out tonight for the Patriots. That certainly will not help matters on offense.
Yeah, yeah. You would think that if they were going to have a chance tonight, that Shaq Mason and that offensive line would have been a big part of it. So now you're dealing with David Andrews and Shaq Mason being out of the lineup. That's not ideal. I want to get into the snark and I want to be all, clever and have all the shots for Brian Hoyer. But part of me really feels for what they're going into this game with offensively, coming off such a strange couple of days in terms of the travel and everything else. This is not going to be a fun group to play offense with.
If Cam isn't cleared to play Sunday, so maybe he gets another positive test back or hasn't cleared the protocol, who should start against Denver? Should it be Hoyer or should they give Stidham a look?
Yeah, and that'll be a great question all week, right? And I don't expect Cam Newton to play against Denver based on everything that we've been told all along. Now, I don't know if that will change. We'll see. I would definitely be in line. And this all depends, too, on how Brian plays tonight, right? If Hoyer goes out and does the backup quarterback thing and keeps the ball out of harm's way and, gets the backs involved in the offense, I think you'll see a lot of screens tonight, maybe to combat some of the pressure that Kansas City will likely put on. And he's able to protect the ball and keep the Patriots competitive, then I see no reason why you would make a change. If that doesn't happen and there's some mistakes tonight, then I'd like to see them try to get Stidham up to speed during the course of the week and go with him against the Broncos. Either way, my guess is that Belichick will try to keep the Denver guessing.
All right, so, going forward with this team, and we know that Damian Harris active tonight and Sony Michel now on IR. We've sort of been talking about the possibility of Sony Michel not making it back here, Paul. Not really being a factor at any point, not being a featured back at any point. Are we seeing maybe the career of Sony Michel in New England, after he had a couple of big runs, fade?
Yeah, he played his best game since 2018. And then, unfortunately, he's not able to put two games together. I know that was out there, and, there's a lot of guys that cover this stuff and they tweet things out and, all the hot takes and, especially, Jim and his buddies that I go on, right? Mike Reese is not one of those guys. And when Mike Reese that morning had something along the lines of that Sony Michel could be running for his job today, it made me stop and think, Damian Harris is coming back soon. We know they like Damian Harris. I thought he looked reasonably good in training camp. I thought Sony Michel looked good in training camp after he got off, PUP and was activated. I thought he ran pretty well in camp, too. When Mike Reese writes stuff like that, it causes me to take notice, and I do wonder if maybe he's playing out the string. Now, here's the thing. He's pretty cheap. I think he's only somewhere around $1.4 million next year, so that's certainly in line with what a starting caliber back would make. So I don't think the Patriots would necessarily cut him, but I wouldn't expect that fifth-year option to be picked up as a first-round pick, and I would think that, he's definitely sort of on the edge there.
What'd you make of the Bill O'Brien news?
Stunning. I know it hasn't gone well for the Texans, and I'm just surprised they would pull the plug so early.
Isn't he one of your guys,
that
Paul?
Schedule.
O'Brien one of your guys?
I do like Bill O'Brien, but I also recognize that he has made some horrific moves, and when you wrestle away power and then you do unconventional things that don't work, this is what happens. I'm not sitting here crying for Bill O'Brien. I do like him. You're right, Beetle. You remember that. I do like him personally, and I don't.
And he likes you. The feelings are mutual, from what I understand.
Hey, what are you gonna do? Every once in a while, someone likes me, and he's a good guy. I think he'll land on his feet somewhere.
How did Easterby get fired?
0-4 is 0-4. Yeah, the Easterby thing is strange to me. That's a guy that really seems to do a lot of backroom deals. Let's put it that way.
He seems like a
snake.
Exactly.
He's a freaking snake.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on, but there's something going on, and I wonder if he's going to end up being the guy that sort of emerges out of all of this and takes over all the power.
I think he has. Yeah. I think that happened there today. I think this is a show of that.
The character coach with no character.
Yeah, I don't
characterless
know Jack well.
Coach.
I didn't have a lot of interaction with Jack when he was here, but I do know that there was a lot of people that felt very strongly on both sides about him. There was a lot of people in his corner, And there were a lot that weren't so much.
As is the case with most cult leaders. Okay, Paul, appreciate your time, as always.
Now, that was a Jim Murray-like shot to end it with.
Boom, boom. All right, Paul, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, guys.
Paul Perillo from Patriots.com with us here on Patriots Preview. We'll talk to the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy. That's coming up next on Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.